The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Single or attached, we can feel lost in love. Why is it that some people seem so happy in their relationships while others feel like they can't find that special person? Or if they are in a relationship, they feel that something isn't quite right. Welcome to Conscious Soulmates with Susan Ortolano. Susan and her guests are here to help you improve communication, intimacy, and obtain a higher level of relationship mastery so you may also find love or reignite love again in your relationship. Now, here's your host, Susan Ortolano.
Welcome to Conscious Soulmates. I'm Susan Ortolano, your host, and on today's show, we're going to be talking about what I like to call the game plan, which is all about taking action steps to achieve your relationship goals and dreams, and why the efforts to improve your relationship or to find the right one for the singles, why the efforts you've already taken haven't gone the way you've hoped, or maybe they've taken longer than you have hoped. So the intention for today's show is for you to understand what you can do to speed up the process and get closer to your relationship goals and dreams. And we're going to be piggybacking a bit on what we did on our show about visioning and manifesting. And so for those of you who listened to that show, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. If not, just hang in there with us today. Now, there's this great quote that I love, and it goes like this. Vision without action is just a dream. Action without vision just passes the time. Vision with action can change the world. I totally love that quote, and I really believe in it. So we talked about the importance of visioning and manifesting on a previous show and how powerful a tool that can be. But if people just create this magnificent, beautiful vision about their life or relationship, whether they're single and the vision is about an ideal partner, or whether they're married and the vision is about creating something specific like getting a new home or a new car or something like that, the vision does no good if it's beautifully created and just shoved in a drawer or put in the back of the closet. I've actually had clients do that, and they're sitting there wondering why their vision didn't come to fruition. So while it's helpful just to even have a vision, it's really essential to take action steps, and not just any old action steps, because if you take just any old action steps, it is just a dream. Now, most people, when they hear, oh my gosh, you must take action, they get really pumped up at first as they feel they are so determined to make something happen. And while we can look at it and brainstorm some action steps, we don't want them to come from any sense of should or any sense of the feeling of, I must make this happen, which is so common. And why don't we want to do that? Well, in the world of manifesting, there are, in my opinion, of course, aspects beyond our human experience that are working on our behalf. Some may say the word God, some may say higher self, some may say the universe or source, but there is part of taking action that is not within our control, and of course there's part of taking action that is within our control, and we're going to be talking about both. Now, one of the most powerful things, as I mentioned previously, that I learned in grad school at the amazing University of Santa Monica is that whenever we are trying to create or manifest something and we're creating a vision, we want to say this or something better for the highest good of all concern. And I've mentioned this before, and that goes for action steps as well. Why do we want to say that? Because sometimes the universe or the higher power or the aspect that is beyond our control has something better in mind for us than we actually have for ourselves. So, we want to use that when it comes to taking action steps. And sometimes we take action steps and nothing seems to show up. And we're thinking, what the heck is going on here? But with the aspect of this that is beyond our control, it actually may be something better for the highest good. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more. But it actually may be better for us. So we want to have patience. And as I mentioned before, when we vision for something, we tend to come from a sense of limitation because we're actually using our minds instead of the deeper aspects of ourselves. So when we look at taking action to bring our vision into our physical world reality, limitation can happen as well. And we often can only go as far as our awareness takes us or as far as our mind can think. So part of our goal when it comes to action steps is to have our awareness go deeper and take us further. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later as well. So I want you to imagine that we're planting a beautiful garden of wildflowers. And I have a client who I absolutely adore who loves wildflowers. So I'm going to give her a shout out and use this as an example. So imagine we're trying to plant this garden and we start by planting the seeds. We're tending the soil as we're supposed to do. We give food and water and do what we're instructed to do. And then we wait. And then we continue to follow the instructions and continue to water and tend the soil as we're instructed to do. But do we know when and how the wildflowers will actually grow? Do we know when we're going to have the beautiful garden that we're hoping for? Actually, we don't, because the sun, which is an example of a force beyond what we can control, has to do its thing. And we don't have any idea as to how that's going to unfold. We just have to trust that our great action steps were enough and that they were the best things that we could do and that we are going to have our beautiful garden of wildflowers. So we just need to stay focused on the vision and trust the process, especially the part that can't be seen. So when it comes to relationships, the same thing happens. You know, imagine that, you know, action steps need to be taken. Nobody's found the right person. You know, if you're a single person or if you're married again, you're trying to create something and hasn't been created. I know it's difficult. I know it can be totally annoying and frustrating, but I'm going to give you some ways that you can take action in a different way, so to speak, that may actually speed things up a bit and show you some of the things that have been in the way. So you're going to want to really stay tuned and listen carefully for this. So I had a single client. I talk a lot about my single clients. In fact, I've had several single clients who came to me while they were in their 40s. They had never been married and they were in their 40s and some of them even in their late 40s. And, you know, some of them had to give up the dream of birthing children due to their age, but they really wanted to manifest their ideal partner. And one client in particular comes to mind, and she was working with me, and at the age of 46, she finally met her guy. I was so excited for her. And about a year later, they got married. Now, she had done several relationship visions. She had taken a lot of action steps and wanted things to happen quickly, as we all do, because we always want it to happen, you know, pretty much immediately. But when we are envisioning our beautiful wildflower garden, so to speak, planting the seeds, tending the soil, watering, feeding, we actually have to let go of our attachment as to when things are going to happen and just let that sun do what the sun does. Or in the world of relationships, we want to let the universe do what the universe has to do and really trust that if we are doing our part, the universe will do its part as well. And we're going to have what we want or something better for whatever is the highest good. And again, we can get so frustrated and we can even get to the point where if we're talking about a garden, we start digging up what we've planted because we want to know if it's growing yet. And sadly, once we do that, we may actually have to start over because we may have messed up what was perfectly in place to grow and we just didn't trust. So patience and trust are really required when taking action to create a new relationship or manifest something together if you're already in one. Now, I'm going to tell you another story. When I was in my 20s, I did not, and that was a long time ago, by the way, I didn't have much of a game plan for relationship. And most people in their 20s kind of don't when it comes to relationship. But I thought I would magically meet somebody, get married, live the fairy tale, pop out a couple of kids, and I didn't have a clue as to what it would take to have a marriage. Now, my parents had been divorced when I was about 10 years old, as so many parents of you know, the listeners here may have been, and I didn't have a traditional modeling of a long-term marriage. Now, I do now, as my parents both got remarried to wonderful people, and they've been married for over 30 years, but when I was in my 20s, I was pretty clueless. And not only did I not have a game plan, I don't think I even had game either. So the game plan, or lack thereof, was me and my best friend at the time heading out to, you know, dance clubs in the Hollywood, California area, one in particular, but we had gone to several clubs. There was no online dating at the time, which kind of gives you a little sense of my age. And we would go on so many weekends hoping to meet the great love of our lives. And most of the time we came up empty and ended up going back to, you know, somewhere and drowning ourselves in a large pizza. Now, I did meet a guy there one time and he became my boyfriend for about a year, but we broke up, sadly, and became really good friends after that. And we were friends for years, so going to those clubs wasn't a complete wash, so to speak. The other great game plan that we came up with was to go to Dodger baseball games. Now, we were both big Dodger fans, and we loved our Dodger baseball, but we never once met any guys. But we kept going in the hopes that we would. And I was a school teacher at the time, so, you know, I brought some papers to grade, given how slow baseball is. So I did manage to see the game, get some work done. So again, it wasn't a total wash. Maybe that wasn't the best game plan at the time for meeting guys. And I probably had one of those invisible post-it stickers that I talk about on my head with some pretty nasty stories about, you know, oh my gosh, I'm never going to meet anybody, this, that, and the next thing, so that people weren't really attracted or drawn to even talking to us. So I didn't really have a vision or a great game plan when I was that age. And even when I did get married the first time and got divorced from my first husband, I floundered for a while as well, even in my early 30s at that point, because my story at that point was I was too old for what most men were looking for. So I really did have some stories that I had to clear. And truthfully, I had a lot more to process and learn because I was still kind of healing from the war wounds, as I like to say, of the first marriage and of the divorce. And that's really not the best time to try and meet somebody without a proper game plan. Now, as I mentioned before, visioning can happen anytime. And visioning, you know, can happen and is a really good idea when you feel like you're kind of in a dark space, because it can really bring forward a sense of hopefulness. But sometimes even when people vision, they may not be ready to take action steps quite yet. So it's important to vision, regardless of where you are, regardless of what stories you have going on. But when it comes to taking action steps, and we're going to be talking about different ways we can take actions and when is a great time to do so, and how to create a proper game plan. But first, we're going to head out for a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to get into some really cool stuff. So this is Susan Ortolano. This is Conscious Soulmates, and we will be right back.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
Are you single and wondering why you haven't met the right partner? Wondering if you ever will? Are you in a relationship or marriage that just isn't going well and you're starting to panic? Or are you divorced and wondering what it really takes to finally have relationship success? For guidance at any stage, meet intuitive relationship coach Susan Ortolano. Using her intuitive skills along with her extensive coach training, She will teach you the skills and tools to guide you to prepare for, live, and master the art of successful relationships. Through her private coaching sessions and virtual classes, you will learn her secrets to living your own great love story. Visit her website, www.consciousoulmates.com. Take the quiz that best fits your relationship status and get your free 10-session e-course to start learning the skills to having a successful relationship now. Susan has a huge heart for guiding others and looks forward to guiding you to create and live the great love story you have been yearning for.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up? Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
You're listening to Conscious Soulmates with your host, Susan Ortolano. To reach the show today, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. If you're feeling too shy to call, Susan would love to hear from you via email to susan@consciousoulmates.com. Now back to this week's program.
And welcome back to Conscious Soulmates. I'm Susan Ortolano, your host. And we've been talking about the game plan, meaning the action steps that we take that helps move us closer to our relationship goals and dreams. Now, before our break, we were talking about a couple of my sad little stories from my 20s and early 30s about action steps that I took that totally didn't work because I didn't have a proper game plan. So let's talk about what constitutes a proper game plan. And first, I want to address our singles out there. I know, you want to meet the great love of your life, and whether you're 25 and never been married, 45 and never been married, or you've been married and divorced and you're starting over again, your goal is to meet the great love of your life. Now, as we discussed in a previous episode, the first step is to have that vision that I love to talk about. And again, the mind doesn't always know the difference between your fantasy and your reality, as all of it comes from our thoughts and visualizations. And the next step after that is to take action, but doing action just for the sake of doing something, because we're such a culture of doing, and we always feel like we have to do something. You know, even if you feel anxious or antsy, it isn't always the best step either to do something just for the sake of doing something. So what is the best step? Well, first of all, let's talk about internal action steps, and then we're going to talk about the external action steps as well, because it takes both. And what's the difference? Well, from an internal perspective, we all have this, what I like to call this internal milieu or internal consciousness, with all of the thoughts and all of our feelings and all of our stories and beliefs and memories of our history and all of our fears and doubts and all that yucky stuff. And we want to get that internal house in order, meaning we want to release those old stories, get clear about our old patterns, let go of old, sad, angry feelings, and get the memories, the negative memories, to a place where we can remember, but we don't have a reaction to them like we used to. So using the Sedona method and emotional freedom techniques that I've talked about before are really great ways to do that. And I'm going to probably talk about them, you know, forever, because they're amazing techniques. And it may take some time, because we don't always know how much we need to tap on or how much we need to release until things are cleared enough that we no longer have these blocks or interferences to, you know, on the path of relationship for singles. Now, I've worked with many singles who do this work and still get so frustrated because they have a self-imposed time clock, meaning the story of, oh my gosh, this should have happened by now. And they feel like they've done their part, you know, and all that good stuff. Now, readiness, which we will discuss on our upcoming special episode for singles, where I'm going to have this really cool guest. It's a complex thing, this thing called readiness. And I know so many singles say, but why do I have to do all this work to find the right person? It seems to come so easy to other people. I've taken so many action steps and these other people look like they don't do much of anything and a relationship just falls in their lap. Well, I totally understand that feeling. And that happens sometimes. And it doesn't necessarily mean they're happy. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean all is well over there. We all have our areas of karmic challenge, as I like to say, or an area where we need to learn a specific lesson or two or three or four before something we want can happen or is going to manifest. And no amount of extra credit action steps, if they're coming from an I have to do something place, is going to speed anything up or move anything along faster. So comparing ourselves to other people is not going to help anything. Now, I once had a client who said to me that she was single and she would have rather been married and divorced than to not have been married yet at all. And I was taken aback a little bit and I asked her to reflect on that a little bit more because divorce is a very steep fall and it's a very challenging and painful process. It is not necessarily a better deal. So I just want to emphasize that no matter what you see, the grass is not always greener, and just stay focused on your process and what you're doing. Now, other types of internal action steps we can take are meditation and visualization. And this is great for singles as well as married couples. And I know you've all heard of meditation and visualization, but there are many different styles of meditation, and some of them are really, you know, to quiet that negative mind chatter or to get oneself into, we'll say, more of a relaxed state of peace, or even to connect more deeply to oneself or to one's perception of God, spirit, the universe, whatever you want to call it. Many of you might already meditate. One of the things I like to do is help people meditate and visualize on finding a partner or having a couple meditate together on becoming more connected and increasing the intimacy and love in their relationship, or meditating on that new home they want to get or the new car they want to get. Meditation can be used for so many different things, and it's a great internal action step. You know, and if you're meditating on, you know, you're in a dating process and you're wondering whether this person fits your soulmate suit, it's a great thing to do to meditate and really check deep inside to see if that person's a fit. So meditating, you know, whether you're single, whether you're in a relationship, can really increase the speed of manifestation. It's a great, awesome thing to do. Now there's visualization, of course, and that's another internal step. And I'm sure many of you remember the movie that came out, depending on how old you are, about 10 years ago called The Secret. And it was a huge to-do, as one of the main points was about visualization. And basically the message of The Secret was, if you can visualize it, you can have it. Well, I say it's a little more complex than that. And while visualization is an essential component and really, really helpful, especially when your mind doesn't know the difference between its pictures and your physical reality, it needs to come with a feeling about what you're visualizing. And that makes it much more powerful. It also requires consistency. So if you just visualize something once or visualize and feel it once, it's not likely going to stick. It requires more time and more consistency, and it can get a little hard to maintain sometimes. You know, we all get so gung-ho about something when we start a new thing, especially a new action step. But after a while, if we don't see something coming towards us or see anything shift, we tend to lose patience, and we may end up stopping just before the manifestation happens. So we don't want to do that. But visualization accompanied by sensation or feeling what you're visualizing can speed up the process with a lot of consistency. And of course, I'm going to put an exclamation mark or three or four or five again on doing the Sedona method or the emotional freedom technique, because those negative internal stories can actually get in the way. We can get really attached, you know, with that death grip of we must have our outcome, and we can also resist at the same time. And it's really interesting to consider the fact that we can want something and resist it at the same time, but that's what happens. And these amazing techniques can really help with resistance as well, and really, really, really help us resist, I mean, with the resistance and with the death grip we have on what we want, and clear our path to actually having it. And externally, there are also many things we can do, of course, but I will tell you how external action steps work best. They really need to come from a place that's a lot deeper than the thoughts of the mind. They may present themselves in the mind, but you want to check to see if it has an intuitive nudge to it, or if it has some kind of feeling like you're being called to do it that you kind of really can't explain in words. It's just a feeling. It's not necessarily logical or strategic planning. It's just coming from that sense of inner knowing or some kind of inner nudge, as I like to call it. But the nudge is actually calling you to take that external action step. And I like to call this process conscious intuitive action steps, because I believe that that is the way to move forward taking action, the external energy and the internal nudge. Now, I started my grad school program right while I was in the midst of an illness. It was a mystery illness at the time, as it hadn't been accurately diagnosed. So going to grad school was a huge undertaking. I had already had to take medical leave from my job at the time as a school teacher, but I was so determined to finish this program. The attendance format was one weekend per month, and of course we had homework throughout the month and all that not so fun stuff. The weekends were really intense, and I had known about this university and waited 9 years to go because that internal intuitive voice kept saying, it's not time yet, it's not time yet. And then finally, 1 year, the inner voice said, it's time. So I knew I wanted to be some kind of counselor, and coaching hadn't really come about yet. But I was doing readings on the side, even when I was teaching school. And I was thinking at the time that I was going to build a business around that, but it really wasn't sustaining me financially. But the inner intuitive nudge was really clear about that school. So I applied and I got in. And I went, and I absolutely loved what we were doing. Now, my challenge was the illness and the pain my body was experiencing. And I really wasn't sure, even though I loved it, how I was going to make it through 2 years. So I asked the universe for a grand sign that my intuitive nudge was accurate. And the next school weekend approached, and I still had that same inquiry. I was thinking, gosh, I love what we're doing and all, but you know, this illness was affecting my ability to stand, walk, and sit. So I was not sure how I was going to make it. And I asked again for a sign. And suddenly, as right after I asked, this woman raised her hand to share. And as she stood up, I saw that she was actually one of my favorite spiritual teachers and authors. And I could not believe that she was in our class. And the room was so big that I hadn't even seen her until she raised her hand and stood up. Her name is Iyanla Van Zandt, and many of you have seen her on the Oprah Winfrey Network and on the former Oprah Winfrey show, because she's been on there several times. She has her own show. And it turns out she was on her second year at that school. And she took our weekend to make up for having missed it the previous year. I absolutely gasped when I saw her because she was somebody that I so admired. She was like my spiritual personal growth rock star, and I took that as my sign to stay in the program, and I'm so glad I did. I also met the great love of my life in that program, Rick, my husband now, and that was amazing. So what I had to do was find a way to be comfortable, and I found one of those great outdoor lawn, you know, recliner lawn chairs kind of thing. It had a cup holder, and so I was kind of kicking back on my little throne there during class, and I made it through and graduated, and it was one of the best things I've ever done. It was one of the best action steps I had ever taken. And I listened to that intuitive voice inside. So we're going to take another commercial break. And this is Conscious Soulmates. I'm Susan Ortolano, and we'll be right back.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Are you single and wondering why you haven't met the right partner? Wondering if you ever will? Are you in a relationship or marriage that just isn't going well and you're starting to panic? Or are you divorced and wondering what it really takes to finally have relationship success? For guidance at any stage, meet intuitive relationship coach Susan Ortolano. Using her intuitive skills, along with her extensive coach training, she will teach you the skills and tools to guide you to prepare for, live, and master the art of successful relationships. Through her private coaching sessions and virtual classes, you will learn her secrets to living your own great love story. Visit her website, www.ConsciousSoulmates.com. Take the quiz that best fits your relationship status and get your free 10-session e-course to start learning the skills to having a successful relationship now. Susan has a huge heart for guiding others and looks forward to guiding you to create and live the great love story you have been yearning for.
Are you a business innovator, or are you just sitting on the sidelines? Tune in every week for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Host Bonnie D. Graham talks to a cross-section of the movers and shakers who are leading by example. They will share best practices and innovative ideas to keep you thinking and moving along with the best. Join us for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Conscious Soulmates with your host, Susan Ortolano. To reach the show today, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. If you're feeling too shy to call, Susan would love to hear from you via email to susan@consciousoulmates.com. Now back to this week's program.
And welcome back to Conscious Soulmates. I'm Susan Ortolano, your host. And before the break, we were talking about taking conscious, intuitive action steps towards our relationship intentions rather than the random, oh my God, I have to make it happen type of steps. And I also shared a bit about some experiences I had in grad school and shared about a health issue as well that I have. And I'm going to share more about my health in an upcoming show because it will be relevant. But I couldn't share that particular story of grad school without, you know, mentioning it a little bit. But we'll hear more about that later. So let's get back to external action steps. They're great. And they're great as long as they're coming from that deeper place of intuition, as I mentioned, rather than the frantic place of, oh my God, I'd better do something. And it's harder to get to that deeper place during a time of upset or frustration. But some of the inner action steps can actually help clear that frustration or the upset. So then you can listen more deeply to those intuitive nudges that I was talking about. Now, if you work with those tools, you're going to have a better chance of hearing the inner guidance. So I encourage you to do that. Now, the timing of things, that is an issue. The timing of things isn't always going to be when you should think it should be. And I mentioned that earlier, especially for singles in there, you know, you're getting a little older there. You're looking for the great love of your life. You're thinking tick tock, tick tock. But I like to call timing divine timing. And divine timing means that certain things need to be lined up for two mates of the soul to find each other. So if you're single or you're divorced and single again and you're frustrated, feeling like you've done so much work and you haven't met your soulmate, I encourage you to reevaluate your plan of action. And I'm going to do a little shameless plug here and say hire a coach like me to help you go through this so you don't have to do it alone, and to guide you to listen to your deeper intuition. I encourage you to do that regardless. Just allow that to unfold, meaning trust, be patient. And it's not like you can't do this on your own, but having a coach helps quite a bit. Now, if you're married and your marriage has gone off the tracks or maybe has gone into a ditch, there are action steps to take based on some new skills you may learn. The internal action steps are really great for married people too, but external action steps in terms of learning new relationship skills or communication skills can literally change things in an instant unless you have deal breakers involved. If you have deal breakers, then deal breaker means you're going to walk away. If that's the case, the change will lead you closer to your soulmate, but it may not necessarily be the person you're with. And I know that's really hard to hear, but if you find out you have a deal breaker, there aren't many choices. Also, for married folks, it's fun to look at a vision on your anniversary or at the top of the New Year, as I mentioned before, you know, on some kind of important date for you. If you're noticing any resistance when you're doing that, when it comes down to action, you're either resistant somewhere and you need to discover what that's about, or the action step may actually not be as aligned as you thought it would be. Or it may not even blend well into the life and responsibilities you already have. You know, and sometimes we tend to say yes and take on more than we actually can. So that's something to pay attention to. And if that happens, you want to revisit your action plan and make sure it blends in well with all the things you already have going on in your life. Now, another story. When my husband Rick and I started visioning for the new house we wanted, the action steps we took, besides a lot of visualization and feeling and Sedona method technique, was going to see model homes. That was one of our external action steps. And we so loved that action step because walking through those homes gave us a sense of what we wanted, what was in our budget, the areas we were considering moving to, and it was a whole lot of fun. We could literally feel what it would be like to live in that home, and we have this great kinesthetic experience of it. And, you know, it took a little longer than we had hoped for, but we kept at it. We kept the consistency, and we really worked on letting go of our attachment to having it. And that was not easy at all. My husband was so much better with that than I was. And being intuitive as I am, there was a 1 year where I knew in my intuitive knowingness that this was the year and that we needed to start looking more seriously because I knew we were going to get the house that year. So we really narrowed down to the areas that we actually wanted to live in. And we found a beautiful community not too far from where we were living at that time. And it was a new build, you know, new construction community that had several models to look through. And we'd walk through the models, but we kept changing our minds about the one that we wanted. But we did finally choose and we put a deposit down. But there are a few things we didn't absolutely love about the community. And while they were new build, new construction, and that was part of our vision, there wasn't a lot of parking for guests, you know, or a lot of space because the community was on top of a hill. So we were willing to kind of forego that, but it really wasn't exactly what we wanted. And one day they called us up saying that they were going to delay the building of the phase that our home was going to be in, and they were probably going to raise the price. And that didn't sit well with us at all. So we checked in with ourselves and we decided, you know what, let's look in one more area. And it was an area that we knew about, but we hadn't considered. So we went up there one day and we looked at several new home communities because there was a lot of building going on and it was pouring rain. The day was getting late and we decided to drive home. And we were tired and all that good stuff, or not so good stuff. But we saw that there was one other community that we hadn't looked at. So we looked at the time and we're like, okay, it's getting late and all that. And we decided to go anyway because I got that intuitive nudge. So as tired as we were and as much as we wanted to go home, we decided to stop by this community. And we got there, it was about 30 minutes before they closed. So we kind of got there right in time. And there were four model homes. And we walked in the first one and we fell in love with it. We walked in the second one, we fell in love with that one. And we fell in love with one of the other ones too. But one of them stood out more than the others, as it was really exactly what we were looking for. So we were like, oh my God, what do we do? You know, we put a deposit on this other place. So we went back to this place the next day, and we went back a couple days later and we looked again. And we went out to eat and we sat down and we looked at each other and we were like, what is stopping us from, you know, getting this place that we now know that we love so much? So we took the action steps of getting our deposit back from the original place, and we took that deposit and put it down on the place that we really loved. And 5 months later, we, you know, as we watched our new home be built, which was a lot of fun, our home was ready for us. So that intuitive nudge that I had inside and all the years of action steps that we took, all the times that we did our Sedona method releasing, helped us get things in order and helped us realize things that we didn't even know we needed. And all of it together made a huge impact. And now we've been living in this home for 4 years. We love it so much. We love the neighborhood. And I look back and I can see why it took the time it did. So for those people who get frustrated with timing and think, oh my gosh, why isn't it happening now? Hindsight, of course, is 2020. And generally, when we finally get the thing we want, we can look back and have no regrets. And with this home, we look back and we had absolutely no regrets about how things unfolded. So taking those external action steps and those internal action steps together, along with using the clearing techniques that I talk about, can really help get you to where you want to be or get you to the person you're supposed to be with. So with that, I'm going to take a couple of email questions. Yay, I love email questions. So first, we have Zoe from New York, and here's her question. I'm 39 years old, and I haven't found the right guy yet. I feel like I've taken a lot of action steps, and I was even engaged for a while, but it didn't work out. I don't really know what else I can do at this point. Is it possible that there isn't anybody out there for me? Wow, Zoe, I hear your frustration, especially at 39, and I can only imagine how hard it is not to have found the right guy yet. And I have so many people I've worked with who, you know, were in your situation, as I mentioned. And what I'm hearing in your question, though, is first of all, the frustration, of course, and possibly a feeling of wanting to give up. I don't know for sure that that's there, but it kind of feels that way to me. I'm also noticing a story, and I'd encourage you to take a look at that. The story was when you wrote, perhaps there's nobody out there for me. So, you know, that is considered a story. It can actually interfere with your ability to find somebody. So I would check into that and see if that story's been there for a while and see, you know, check out those techniques I talk about, the Sedona method, emotional freedom technique, because that can help you clear the story and really get into the action steps that I've talked about. Look to see what you've already done and see if they were really coming from that conscious, intuitive place for you. If they weren't, then now you've got a whole new way of approaching action steps, hopefully, from the things that I've been talking about. But I really empathize with your situation, and I hope the feedback helps. I'm also going to do another shameless plug and encourage you to hire a relationship coach like me, because that way you don't have to go through it alone. You can gain even more tools, a lot of great support, and an accountability partner, because coaching will help you stay accountable to what you're going to do. I've got another question. Renee from Irvine, California. Renee says, I'm really inspired by your stories. My husband and I have been wanting a new house as well, and we just have no idea how it's going to happen given our current financial challenges. So what do you do when you don't know how something's going to happen and it doesn't look like there's any chance, and you know what, that it will? And I'll say, well, Renee, you got that question in very quickly. And that's a common concern, the how. Well, I'm going to tell you, you don't have to know the how. The how is going to come to you kind of on a need to know basis. So what I would encourage you to do is just keep doing your visioning, your action steps, and let the how unfold. And remember, the universe knows what it's doing on that one. So just keep up what you're doing. Go back and review perhaps some of the things that I've been talking about. I know it's frustrating and the mind doesn't like it, but trust the process and see what happens. So we're going to go to another commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to have some more cool stuff for you. So sit back and relax. I'm Susan Ortolano. This is Conscious Soulmates on Voice America's Empowerment Channel. And we'll be right back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Are you single and wondering why you haven't met the right partner? Wondering if you ever will? Are you in a relationship or marriage that just isn't going well and you're starting to panic? Or are you divorced and wondering what it really takes to finally have relationship success? For guidance at any stage, meet intuitive relationship coach Susan Ortolano. Using her intuitive skills along with her extensive coach training, she will teach you the skills and tools to guide you to prepare for, live, and master the art of successful relationships. Through her private coaching sessions and virtual classes, you will learn her secrets to living your own great love story. Visit her website, www.ConsciousSoulmates.com. Take the quiz that best fits your relationship status and get your free 10-session e-course to start learning the skills to having a successful relationship now. Susan has a huge heart for guiding others and looks forward to guiding you to create and live the great love story you have been yearning for.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You're listening to Conscious Soulmates with your host, Susan Ortolano. To reach the show today, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. If you're feeling too shy to call, Susan would love to hear from you via email to susan@consciousoulmates.com. Now back to this week's program.
And welcome back to Conscious Soulmates. I'm Susan Ortolano, your host. And before the break, we had a couple of email questions, and I'm going to save time for some more of those in a little bit. But first, I want to address some issues I mentioned before about attachment, about resistance, and I'm going to add some stuff on procrastination. I know, everybody's favorite words. And you may be thinking, why on earth would we procrastinate or resist something that we want so much? Well, with resistance, as I mentioned, we have an attachment to what we want, but we also have a resistance to what we want. There's this polarity kind of thing, and there's generally some kind of internal story about it. So it's sort of like, oh my gosh, I really want this thing. There's the attachment. But oh my gosh, if I get this, and then comes the stories about all the bad things that are going to happen if you have it. So that's what the resistance can often be about. Now, when it comes to procrastination, especially on taking action steps, which we all do, we may be thinking, why do we do that if we want a relationship so badly, or if we're a couple and we want to manifest something like a house or a car or you know, reignite some intimacy? Well, we tend to limit what is possible for ourselves. And I know I've mentioned this before. We jump right into a negative story if something doesn't happen on our timeline. An example would be, you know, I'm going to talk about another client of mine, a client of mine who also happens to be in her late 40s. Now, she dated a lot, but things never seemed to work out. And we discovered that she had some stories going on inside based on her history and the history in her family even. And when we brought up those stories into her conscious awareness, We talked about how they're interfering with her finding the right guy. So we set up a few conscious, intuitive action steps that she came forward with, and we set them up for her. And shortly thereafter, she met this great guy. And they've been seriously dating ever since, and she's very, very happy. But she did have some resistance she hadn't been aware of. And again, resistance is usually based on a what if this happens kind of negative story. What if the, you know, sky falls in or that kind of thing. I even had a client say one time, you know, one of her stories that had her resist was that question I think most of us are familiar with, which goes, what if the other shoe drops? And of course, most of us think that. And my response was, what if the other shoe is a Manolo? Now, some of you ladies will get what I mean by a Manolo, and what I mean is a Manolo Blahnik, and it is a type of very expensive, much sought-after shoe. So what I was trying to say is, what if the other shoe that drops is actually something really good and not the negative fear that we imagine it's going to be? So when we get into our stories and the what if this horrible thing happens, imagine, well, what if it doesn't? What if the good thing happens? Because again, we have power over our imagination and our visualization. So we don't have to lose in our own future fantasy. We can actually win. Now, back to procrastination. We know it's very common to procrastinate, and sometimes we just don't feel like doing a thing. But what's procrastination really about? You know, we all do it, as I said, but is it just the fact that you just don't want to do a thing, or is it actually coming from some other place like fear? So imagine you have this amazing vision and these great conscious intuitive action steps that you've come forward with, but you procrastinate. Well, generally, there's something underneath that procrastination, something like fear or doubt or some kind of what-if story. So that's something you're going to want to reflect on. Procrastination is a form of resistance. So when I'm talking about what if that horrible thing drops that we tend to put in our imagination, procrastination can come from that place as well. So you really want to check inside, because they are very similar. And again, there's generally a negative story behind it. You know, some singles, you know, meet somebody and somebody says they're going to call and they don't. You know, that's happened to most of us. And, you know, what I like to say is that there's a story underneath that as to why they met somebody who wouldn't call them. Or maybe, you know, they were afraid underneath, and therefore they created this negative story of fear, and then that person just, you know, had no intention of calling. So these are the things, these areas of resistance, this procrastination, these stories that really can block what we're trying to manifest or what we're trying to gain in the area of relationship or in any other area, actually. Now, with couples trying to manifest something, and they can experience resistance too. And it's really important to reflect on what that is really about for you. It's like you're going to notice it. It's going to have a feeling to it. But also you're going to want to notice that underlying story that's causing the resistance, because there's a story sitting there. And if people are truly committed to their plan, to their action plan, they will face the stories head on. They will take the steps they need or that they're being guided to take, and allow those unseen forces that I talked about to work on their behalf and allow themselves to really open up and receive the amazing blessings that are coming to them. And that's not easy to do either, to open up, to trust, to allow, and to really know and have that real trust that the great thing that you're wanting to have is going to actually happen. But notice what's driving the action steps. And take the conscious, intuitive action rather than the, oh my gosh, I have to do something. Make sure you're taking internal and external action steps. Clear those stories, because they may be blocking what's supposed to be coming your way. Visualize and feel at the same time. Give yourself a kinesthetic experience if it's appropriate and harmless. For example, if you're single and you want to get married, go to one of those bridal shows, try on some wedding rings, taste some cake, some wedding cake, go wedding dress shopping. Those are things that are kinesthetic and you can really immerse yourself in that experience of what you want. It, again, if it's appropriate and harmless. And again, shameless plug, hire a coach. So I'm going to take another question. And oh, I have a question from a guy here. I've got Mark from San Diego, and Mark says, it's not easy for me as a guy to approach women. Many of us are afraid of rejection and have a lot of fears when it comes to taking the steps. I don't always follow through because of it, and I feel really bad. What can I do? Well, that's an interesting question, Mark. Thank you for being so courageous in writing that. It sounds to me like you have a story, perhaps that you'll be rejected. If you approach somebody, maybe you have some fears about that that need to be cleared. And I know it's already, you know, it's always a risk when you're approaching somebody because you don't know the answer, you know, if you want to talk to her or ask her out or something like that. But take a look at the stories, do some clearing, take the risk. You know, and doing the clearing that I talked about with those techniques and having a little plan for yourself may make it easier. And I also encourage you to share with somebody why you're not following through. You know, for example, if you didn't call a woman that you said you were going to call, perhaps you can contact her down the line and tell her why you didn't, because women have an easier time knowing why something didn't happen than not knowing. Now I have one other question here that I want to do. We've got Marcy from Connecticut who says, I'm going through a nasty divorce and I'm just trying to get things settled with my living situation and my finances. I don't think I'm quite ready to date yet. What action steps can I be taking that will help me now so I can plan for my future? Well, I'm really sorry to hear that you're in the midst of that. It's a really hard place to be. And as I mentioned before, visioning is something you could do at any time, regardless of where you are in your process. That in and of itself is an action step. And again, you can create a vision for your post-divorce life, as well as for the new partner you want to meet, and use some of the internal steps that I talked about, even though you're in the place that you're in, because it could actually really help you do some of the healing you need to do before you're ready to move forward and meet somebody else. And I hope that helps. So we're going to wrap things up right now. And again, you can contact me at voiceamerica.com on my host page and get all my information links that are there through the Empowerment Channel, or you can go to my website, www.consciousoulmates.com. You can find me on Facebook at Susan Ortolano, Relationship Coach and Clairvoyant, as well as on LinkedIn. So I thank you for listening today. And from my heart to yours, as always, I wish you megatons of love in your life and appreciate you listening. Bye-bye now.
Thank you again for tuning in this week. Please join Susan Ortolano for another edition of Conscious Soulmates, next Monday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. May this week find you lucky in love.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.